Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Oh, g'day, Sam.
Oh, g'day. Question about hair sticks. Is that song written about like when your hair sticks to the shower wall? Because I get that from like your flatmates all the time.
Just like
you're
long bits
to,
of hair.
You mean to get rid of it when you leave the shower?
Yeah, well, people don't.
Oh, is this a PSA right now to your flatmates?
And this segment is now called Sam Complains About Hair.
Sam's flatmates, are you listening? You're going to have words when you get home. No, I don't know what that actually means. I don't know if it's about that. You'll have to ask Tensy.
I'll have to. I'll get her on the phone right now.
Hey, talk about TV.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on in TV? What have you been watching, Sam?
So I had a bit of a moral quandary about reviewing the show again because I've reviewed it once before when I first was on Viewmaster, which is years and years ago.
It's not that long ago.
A while ago. What is the show?
So it's 13 Reasons Why, season 4, the final season. And at the top of the episode, I just want to give a bit of a trigger warning. We're going to be talking about drug use in youth and death and HIV and AIDS. So if that's not something you want to listen to, feel free to jump off the next 10 minutes and we'll be back for some dulcet tones from Rachel in 10 minutes.
There you go.
But yeah, so season 4 of 13 Reasons Why, this show has been... am I allowed to swear? I'm not going to swear.
But
it's been a shit show for a while. It's definitely a dumpster fire of a show. Mm. But I thought...
Dumpster fire,
it's the technical term.
Technical term, yeah. But I thought... I heard what happened at the end of season 4 and I was like, okay, I've got to watch this. I've got to know what's going on. And season 4 basically follows the kids trying to cover up a murder that they committed in season 3. Yeah, I know. Whack.
But so I haven't watched it at all. If you've watched season 3, do you know the murder?
Yeah, you know who's done
it. Going to be full of spoilers as well for anybody who cares to worry about that. But
sorry, this is just a bad show, so I don't mind spoiling it for you guys. Basically, the main character Clay ends up like having weird psychosis and he's doing really weird things and he's just out of control. But anyway, what I want to focus on is how they treat this character of Justin Foley. And Justin Foley's been a character since the first season.
Right.
He ends up going through a really hard time, ends up running away from home, ends up on the streets, ends up being a prostitute at like 16 on the streets, does IV drugs, and basically is a drug addict. But then by season 3 and season 4, he's like rebuilding his life. He lives with the main character's family. He's been adopted. He gets into college in season 4. He's having a great time. And then out of nowhere, after all of the random stuff that happens in season 4, in the final 2 episodes, he gets HIV, and then that progresses to AIDS straight away, and then pneumonia, and then he just dies.
What?
Out of the blue. Just out of the blue, just dies in the last 2 episodes.
In the last 2 episodes?
So of season 3 or season 4?
Season 4.
Season 4.
And there's no build-up to this. There's no, like, narrative structure to it. There's no, like, clues or hints towards it. He just suddenly has a weird like mark on his neck for the last 2 episodes and then he ends up in hospital and then everyone says the goodbyes and then he dies.
What?
And it's just
there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, seems like bad narrative, but second of all,
terrible
and I
narrative.
Think this is probably what you're probably more cross about, seems a little bit like some misinformation about HIV.
Yeah, so I was doing some research into it, and I am a gay man, so I've done my research before this. But HIV and AIDS, it takes about 8 to 10 years for HIV to progress to AIDS if you don't get treatment, which is entirely possible. This kid's 17, and he's only possibly had it for about 2 years. So in the first place, there's no way this is even feasible. And this is something that the show gets in trouble for a lot, is showing really graphic scenes and really disheartening scenes, really depressing scenes, and kind of reveling...
Aimed at a young audience
aimed at a young
as
audience,
well. Yeah.
And reveling in the kind of grief porn of it all, which I don't agree with, really. But then to do so in a way that's entirely misinformed, and the actor himself that plays this character, the character's straight, but the actor's gay, and this show has lots of gay characters, and there's surely gay people in the writing room. It just seems like no one stopped to think, like, hey, actually, are we doing the right thing here?
Yeah,
and also, you know, HIV and AIDS are both illnesses that have historically, and in a contemporary way as well, heaps of misunderstanding around them and heaps of propaganda used against them. It doesn't seem like a very sensible thing to be just chucking it in there as a bit of a plot point.
Yeah, and throwing around so much stigma and, like... HIV and AIDS now, there's so much treatment for it. It's been cured in 2 people across the world. You can basically live until you're 80 or live a very long, happy life without ever transmitting it to anyone, without ever getting really sick from it, and be fine. And then this show was just like, oh, like, we need to have a death for this season.
Yeah.
Let's just, like, choose a character that's been there for a while. He's got a relationship with all the other characters. He's having a really good arc. Like, he's going to have a happy ending, hopefully. Like, one of the only characters that looks like he's going to have a happy ending. And then just to kill him off with... a preventable disease that would only really affect people like this in the 80s or 90s.
When there was much less research and way more public stigma. Yeah.
Do you think that they hadn't really thought through the season or like?
Well, I was reading some stuff today from the main actor, not the one that died, but the main character. Can't remember his name. Don't really care. and basically, he was saying, "Oh, we were pushing for this death because he was like the character everyone loved. He knew all the characters, and like we're pushing for it to be the most depressing." And I was like, "That's not how a show works.
That is weird. That is a weird way to write a script."
And also, if you wanted to write a story about HIV and AIDS, you could have done it that this character Justin finds out in the first two episodes or so that he has it.
Yeah.
And then the storyline is not that he's like dying from it, but that he's being that 17-year-old scared kid having to unlearn all the stigma, and the audience can unlearn all the stigma with him and be like, actually,
wait.
Could
have been really interesting.
Yeah, and something that we don't get to see.
Exactly.
And teenagers don't get to see, and teenagers don't really know. But now the show has just fed a bunch of misinformation to teenagers or people who want to watch the show. And it just seems like a really, really waste of a big budget production. Because, like, there's got to be some culpability by showrunners and creators in what you put out there.
Yeah.
Is it having a positive effect? Like, you don't have to make everything like roses or anything. You don't have to make everything like a rose-tinted glow about what life is. But you can have a message, and the message can be a depressing message, but still tell the truth.
I think exactly what you say there as well, especially if you're aiming a show at young people and you're talking about subject matter that has a lot of stigma. Also, I mean, it's a show that's been in trouble for lots of other reasons in the past for dealing with very stigmatized subjects in a pretty shocking way. You do actually have responsibility as a showrunner. And you'd think also, for a show that has been, you know, under fire for mucking it up big time several times before, they might have, you know, thought twice before they did this, but maybe not.
They're like, oh, like, we've done it bad before, we'll do it bad again.
So, has this had universally quite bad reviews?
This has universally been canned. And the show itself is already universally canned. But this scene in the gay community has been like absolutely torn to shreds. And I can't justify this show because, like, in season one, there is that really horrible scene with the main character, Hannah Baker. Season two, there's a really horrible scene with this kid named Tyler. And I always justified those scenes and, like, this stuff is true and does happen. Like, these are realities in our world. Even if they're not portrayed in the best way on screen, they are realities. This is not a reality. This is, and I know this is a fictional TV show, but, like,
but also,
this isn't possible to happen. Like, there's no way a healthy kid who was playing football 2 months beforehand is suddenly struck down by HIV and AIDS and then dies within like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Is that the timeline, 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, he like gets it and then like within like a week he's gone. Or he's had it the whole time apparently, but it progresses really fast. And
Don't watch this.
Watch the final scene on YouTube, because that's what I watched in the first hand, just to see like what happened. And it made me cry because I cried everything. But like if you have any of your friends that are watching the show and are like, oh my god, this is so sad, because I had a friend who was like, oh my god, it's so sad that this happened, and I was like, yeah, but this isn't true, like, this is not how it works.
Do you have something you'd recommend people go and watch to like actually learn some more or go and understand some more?
I think my favorite like depiction of the AIDS crisis, first of all, Pose. Pose is a show I've read before. It's on Neon. It's an amazing, amazing show.
Yeah.
It's about the 80s ballroom scene in New York, but also the movie The Normal Heart, starring Mark Ruffalo. I think it's starring Mark Ruffalo and a bunch of other people. That is set in the 80s, and it fully deals with like the progression and the stigma around AIDS and getting it to be its place where it actually was. Because originally it was just like a gay-only disease, and it was viewed as like the gays can deal with it, and there was no treatment for it. There was no research done about it, and now we're in such a better place. And also, just read up on HIV and AIDS treatment, because you can take a pill every day and not transmit it and live a full and happy life. And I have friends who have HIV and AIDS, and they no sweat off their brow, you know.
Hard out. Well, thank you, Sam. I think that was a really good thing to talk about as well. So don't go watch 13 Reasons Why. Go watch something else instead and do some reading as well.
Sorry, I hate getting heavy, but like, I was just so annoyed. I was like, you know what, this is the perfect platform to do it, so I'm gonna just rant for a bit, all right?
I think that's fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Sam. We'll talk to you again next week.
Can't wait.
See you then.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.